and inspired by all of your stories. So the ones that I've heard, I know if I heard them all, I'd be inspired by everyone. And the common thread that has been weaving throughout them all is that we are on the similar journey, on the same journey, like Jonathan was saying, and being led by the Holy Spirit. And thank you so much for your presence here this weekend. It's just been such a blessing to me. My journey into Seventh-day Adventism began with relationships and ended with relationships, but out of it grew the most significant relationship I have and will ever have, and that is my relationship with Jesus Christ. I didn't grow up in an Adventist home. It really wasn't a Christian background, except for my grandparents. They took me to their Baptist church when I was a young girl. And I wasn't grounded in any real Bible teaching, but I did enjoy going to vacation Bible school and going to church with my grandparents. So I was really sort of free-flowing, just going with the wind, but open to spiritual things. And so, as I said, I was drawn into Adventism through a relationship, and that was a dating relationship when I was a sophomore in college. This man was a Seventh-day Adventist, and he invited me to study the Bible with him. Well, I was fascinated by all of the proof text for this new religion. The vegetarian lifestyle was very intriguing to me, and learning to keep the Saturday Sabbath. But most especially, for me, the warm invitations I received to so many Adventist homes once I discovered that I was interested, and I really enjoyed being with them. They were so warm and inviting, and I felt so accepted, and I wholeheartedly immersed myself in their culture. I worked at Adventist summer camps. I have one of my former campers. I transferred from Michigan State University over to Andrews University. And then, of course, I wanted to date Adventist seminary students because they were the most spiritual guys on campus. So that's what I did. So it was no surprise when I ended up an SDA pastor's wife. We pastored several churches throughout different conferences and started our children in Adventist church schools. But all the while, we tried to remain evangelical by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ more than sharing Adventism. But after a while, I began feeling more and more disingenuous as we met and befriended those in our community, and the talk turned to the church that we were part of. How could we share the freedom of the gospel, yet as Adventists, we had to tag on, oh, and by the way, in order to stay in this religion, you must live under the 27, now 28, fundamental beliefs. And while I most certainly embrace those tenets which are scripturally sound, many are insidiously cultic and unbiblical. Well, the friendships and the warmth that embraced me when I first became an Adventist, well, I soon realized these were both dependent upon staying immersed in the culture. I observed with growing concern that those who questioned certain tenets or even left based on sound scriptural reasons were viewed with suspicion, anger, and ultimately shunned by their former friends. The phrase, how could they leave the Sabbath, still echoes in my mind. I know many of you have said that too. I admit I was guilty of this as well. But I never heard anyone say, how could they leave Jesus? When Greg shared with me about what God had been revealing to him through the scriptures, my first reaction was fear. My cry was, how can we leave? Meaning the security of the Adventist community and our livelihood. But as I read the New Testament without my Adventist glasses, like Dale said earlier, my question invariably turned to, how can we stay? I remember thinking, after many years in Adventism, is this all there is? And feeling despair as a future of doing all I could to keep the Old Testament commandments with Jesus' help loomed inexorably before me. The loneliness I felt trying to invest in what I later discovered to be superficial relationships was singularly painful. As I tried to find hope in life, and to me, a hopeless and lifeless religion, finding more of Jesus became far more important than keeping my security. I no longer wanted to live in the fear of rejection for asking legitimate questions. I wanted freedom in Jesus. I remember weeping uncontrollably the day that we announced to our church that God was leading us out of Adventism. I didn't weep out of remorse or regret, like I overheard several whisper later. I wept because I knew that most of our church family would reject and turn their backs on my husband and myself and our two boys, which most certainly they did. I was curious to hear the speculation as to why we left. We could, this is one of them, get more people on Sunday. We were taking the easy way out, which of course, you know, that's not true. We were bitter. Of course, that's not true either. And what was officially written in the conference records, we had apostatized. Truth was, we wanted more of what Jesus had to offer. We wanted to enjoy a dynamic, ongoing relationship with him, being led by the Holy Spirit through the scriptures. John 16:13, I had to write down that. And when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. Interestingly, when we made the jump out of the Adventist boat, that which kept me going, which I had been warned by Ellen G. White I would lose if I left, was my faith in Jesus Christ. Without a job, without our SDA friends, and with two children to support, the thing that became real, dynamic, and growing was my faith. My faith in the promises of God, and that he would never leave us or forsake us, and he has not. I discovered true intimacy with the Holy Spirit. He would speak to me personally, not through an Adventist prophetess, but to me and to you. Today, we pastor a growing church filled with young families in the Brethren in Christ denomination in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We're delighted to be part of a church that is solidly biblical yet interdenominational at heart. The passion for prayer and waiting for the direction of the Holy Spirit for leadership is exciting and refreshing to us. I would like to note that my husband is the first ex-Seventh-day Adventist pastor to be ordained into the Brethren in Christ denomination. And Greg recently connected with another ex-SDA pastor with the Brethren in Christ, and he will also be starting his new assignment shortly. I want to say I loved my SDA church family what I learned, many things that I learned. I loved the journey because it was my journey, part of my journey into more of Jesus. And I'm here because of that journey. And I want to take an opportunity to praise God for it. It was painful, but it was worth it. If there are those of you in the process of struggling with making these tough decisions like we did, like we had to, I want to encourage you and assure you that God is faithful. He will provide. And the safest place on earth is the center of God's will.